Come on now. You're not in the presence of the devil today. You're in the presence of Jesus Christ. He's come to bless. He's come to restore. He's come to renew. He's come to give back what the devil took. If you'll have the faith to reach out and believe God for it. Oh, I feel something in this place right now. My Lord, I believe if you got the faith to reach out, God is here. God is in this place to make it happen. Woo! What a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Tell somebody, I come to get it back. Tell them again, I come to get it back. My Lord, have mercy. God is so good. He is so good. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 12. To our guest again, we say how honored we are to have you with us. And we are pleased that you have chosen to come worship the Lord Jesus Christ in this place here today. It is our desire to see the Lord touch you and bless you and give you everything that he wants me to have. There's stuff that we want, but God knows what we need. Amen? He knows things that we don't even know that he can restore in our life and bless us and touch us. And there's enough power in this place. There is nothing wrong with you, nothing wrong with your body, nothing wrong with your spirit, your mind, your marriage, your children, your finances that God cannot fix right now, right here. Oh, I feel like some of us believe that, but I'm not sure all of us do. For there is nothing impossible to him that can't but believe. Friend, God can do anything. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. We will trust. We will believe. So I want to say to you, whether you are visiting here today or whether you have been coming here all of your life, God has a touch and an answer and a power for you and your life here today if you'll reach for it. We've been preaching for the last few weeks on the joy of the Lord and how that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we have learned so many things. And, I don't know about you, but, man, I have been putting it into practice. I'm telling you, at least 100 times just in the last few days, I said, no, I am not losing my joy. I can't tell you how many times I've said, nope. Devil, you ain't going to take it. Sister, you ain't going to take it. Brother, you ain't going to take it. Devil, you ain't going to take it. You, the one that's in the middle of the driveway and I can't get around you to the right or the left and you're blocking everybody because you're waiting on a place and nobody's in the car pulling out and you've been there for an hour and you're too blind to see the difference, you ain't getting my joy. I'll figure out a way around you, but I'm going to love Jesus the whole time. I'm going to keep the joy of the Lord in my heart everywhere I go. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if I've got the joy of the Lord, I can conquer the devil. I can conquer sin. I can conquer temptation. I can overcome any obstacle that comes my way through the power and the joy of the Lord. Somebody shout, I got the joy. Shout, I got the joy. Praise God. So we've been talking about the joy of the Lord here for a little while. And we're going to finish or continue here today on this by the help of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I missed one guest. I certainly don't want to embarrass, but Dad, it's good to have you. I think it's Jocelyn's father. Is that right? I just kind of looked over in that direction and saw that powerful man standing by that beautiful young lady. And I said, that's got to be Dad. It's good to have you. God bless you. Isaiah chapter 12 and verse number 1. And in that day you shall say, O Lord, I will praise you, though you were angry with me. How many ever felt the Lord was angry? I mean, you know, he's always got a right to be with you and me. Amen. And in that day, you shall say, look at this. O Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away. There's good news in the word for somebody here today. Are you with me? Woo. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comforted me. I feel that in the house. You say, but you don't know how I've been living. You don't know my life. You don't listen. God is angry with me. I've been a sinner. I understand that, but he's brought you here today, and I'm here to tell you his anger has turned from you, and he's come to bring you comfort today. He's come to bless you today. Been living for God for 10 years, but Pastor, you don't know what I've done recently. You don't know how far I've fallen. You don't know I've done something nobody knows about, and I hope nobody ever finds out. You say, and everything, and I know God's angry. Yes, I understand God hates sin, but God loves you, and he's brought you here today. He's come to let you know he has turned his anger. He's come to comfort you. He's come to bless you. He's come to save you. He's come to redeem you. All right, well, let's keep going. We ain't even got out of the scripture yet here. Verse number 2. Behold, God is my salvation. Tell your neighbor, God is your only hope. You don't have a choice. You got to turn to God. He is your salvation. Say, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He's also become my salvation. Look at verse number 3. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. My Lord, have mercy. Somebody help the preacher here today. I'd come to tell you, God's going to give you joy today. God is going to restore you today. But Pastor, you don't know the pain in my heart. You don't know what I've suffered. You don't know what I've been through. I'm in a divorce. My wife left me. My husband left me. My children are on drugs. I lost my job. I understand life is difficult and has a way of giving us a death blow. But I'm here to tell you in the Holy Ghost that God is in this place, and he has come to bring joy to your heart. He's come to bring joy to your soul, and you will draw it out of the well of salvation. Somebody shout, God is my salvation. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch our minds and our hearts today. Help us to receive the word of God into our life. Transform our minds, our thinking through the word of God. Change our attitudes and our approach. Somehow, Lord, let us see life through your eyes. Let us see our adversary through your eyes. We pray that you bless today strongly in the word of the Lord. Let everything in this building that is not filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord, let it be filled with your spirit. I pray it in Jesus' name, and everybody say amen. Turn to 2 or 3 people around you and say, the joy of the Lord is in your salvation. Tell somebody else, the joy of the Lord. Amen. All right, you can be seated. We're just going to lay a little bit of a foundation here. Talk just a moment about a few things, and then we're going to try to launch into the word of the Lord here today. Not going to hold you alone. I hope that just already with the power that you have felt, with the anointing that has brushed across you here today, that there has been a hunger that has been stirred up on the inside of you that says, my, I want to tell you, sometimes we come to the house of the Lord and we say, I wish I could just stay right here. I wish I could just bask in the presence of what I'm feeling. I don't want to go back out in that old rough world where all the troubles and miseries are here. I just want to have this. I've come to tell you, friend, you can take this with you. Remember the soldier that was healed of Elijah from leprosy. And Naaman, thank you. And he was, Naaman with an N, right? Is it Naaman? And so he was going away and he wanted to give all the gifts. And Elijah said, no. And he said, we don't have this land where I come from. He said, get me a donkey. He got a shovel out. He didn't want to leave what he had behind. And he started digging in the ground and he put it in the satchels of his donkey. He said, I'm going back home and I'm going to build me an altar in the back of my house and it's going to be with this dirt. Why? Because Naaman did not want to leave behind what he felt. He didn't want to leave behind the power of that God. He said, I'm going to bring a little bit with me, and I've come to tell somebody, you can bring this home with you. You don't have to leave it here, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing. You can get it down deep into your soul and walk out of this building with the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, does anybody believe that? Does anybody have it? Has anybody been bringing it around with you lately? Woo! You can bring it with you. We learn that joy is a calm delight, a cheerfulness. And in studying this powerful word of the Lord, we talked about that this joy can stay with us through our trials, through our temptations. Now, we got it. We wonder now, where really does this joy come from? And we learn that its foundation is from the Word of God. Because our hope is not in something fictitious or unreal. But our hope is in the eternal Word of God. Now, most people, when they view the Word of the Lord, they view things such as what Timothy 3:16 says. And all of this is true, of course. And we preach this. And we need this. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine and reproof and correction. And for instruction in righteousness. And we get in the Word of God and it shows us how to live. And things we should do and things we shouldn't do. It talks about our attitudes. And it talks about our tongue. How we should approach people. How we should treat people, how a husband should treat a wife, and how a wife should treat a husband, how parents should treat children, and how children should treat parents. The Word of God deals with every area of our life. But I want to tell you that the Word also, according to Nehemiah, when you read and many other scriptures, but Nehemiah verses 1 through 10, and you don't have to go there, just make your way maybe to verse number 10. But through 1 through 10, the Bible says they stood all day doing what? Listening to the Word of God. And then look at what Nehemiah 8:10 said. Then he said unto them, go your way and eat the fat, drink the sweet, send the portions unto them whom nothing is prepared for this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be you sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Why did he end up with that? Because while they were reading the Word of God, there was promise after promise after promise. Promise after promise. God said, you'll live in houses you've never built. You'll eat from vineyards you never planted. God said, I'll care for you. I'll take care of you. I'll heal your diseases. I'll bless your children. I'll bless everything about you. Promise after promise after promise after promise. I'm here to tell you, when you get the Word of God down in your heart and you begin to believe the promises of God, it can't help but bring joy to your life. Oh yeah, we preached about it. I'm sick, but the Bible says I'll be healed. I'm in poverty, but the Bible says I'll be blessed. Woo! Whatever's going on with me, I've got a promise, and it brings joy to my life. Somebody shout hallelujah. It brings joy to our life. And so we look into this, and we saw our scriptures here today. And we said, well, how do we receive this joy? Well, the foundation is the Word of God. You cannot be saved without the Word of God. You cannot have grace without the Word of God. You cannot have faith without the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing that of the Word of the Lord. You can't even believe without the Word of God. Everything is in the foundation of the Word. And salvation comes from the Word of God. And we read in our text here today, and in that day. Somebody say, that day is today. Tell your neighbor, that day is today. I want to tell you, the devil is the greatest procrastinator in the world. Anyway, I get mixed up with all the anything over a syllable is tough for me. He's the greatest. He'll come to you and he'll say, no, not today. How about tomorrow? No, don't be moved today. How about tomorrow? We'll do it later. He'll try to get you to procrastinate. But I'm here to tell you, the Word of God says, in that day, and that day, friend, is today. What's going to happen in that day? The anger of the Lord is going to turn from you. God is going to bring you comfort. God is your salvation. And verse number 3 says, and with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. I feel that joy here today. I feel that power here today. There's a sin cursing power here today. There's a chain breaking power here today. God has come to crush the bondage of sin that has ruled in your life. And you're going to leave here today rejoicing. You're going to leave here today excited. You've been convinced by the devil you'll never be able to give up alcohol. You've been convinced by the devil you'll never be able to give up promiscuity. You've been convinced by the devil you'll never be able to give up the immorality on the internet. You've been convinced by the devil you'll always do this, always do that, always be this. But I've come to tell you, in the power of the Holy Ghost, under the anointing of the Word of God, by the blood of Jesus Christ, He can break the bond of sin that is on your life, and you can leave here today free in the Holy Ghost, renewed in the mind, renewed in the spirit. I wish somebody would get a hold of this. We've been walking around bound too long. We've been walking around with condemnation for too long. You've been lying to the devil for too long. Get a hold of this salvation. And with this salvation will come joy. One more time, clap your hands to the Lord and give God praise. David backs it up in Psalms 126 and verse number 1. When the Lord turned, everybody say turned. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, when God showed up in my life. I remember when I was a kid, Lord. I'm so old, I can't remember anything, actually. But I think I was 11 or 12 years old, something like that. And heavy into things that I shouldn't be doing, messing around with stuff I shouldn't be messing around with. I was a bad little boy. My teachers thought I was good. My mama thought I was good. But God and the devil, they knew. And hanging around with the wrong people, doing things we shouldn't go, going places we should. You say, what can an 11-year-old do? You don't want to know. And let me tell you something. Whoo, my Lord, that was 40 years ago. If 40 years ago an 11-year-old can wreak havoc, imagine what our 11-year-olds are doing today. They have access to stuff that's so far beyond what I had access to when I was, we're not even going to go there. It's a mess. Wasn't right. But you know what? My mama raised me right. We come home from school. My mom, I know I've told this, but she'd make us read the Word of God. We'd come home, we'd want to go play in the ditch and go play with trucks or shoot birds or do something mean, chase cats. I mean, you know, I'm not even going to start. Some of my horror stories, all my own kids would hate me. more. Anyway, so we wanted to get out and go do things. We didn't want to sit in the house. Mama made us sit down. We'd have to read the Word of God. And then, as I told you before, and we had to tell her what we read. But, you know, we couldn't fake it. Because if we couldn't tell her what it was we read, she'd make us read another chapter. And we certainly didn't want to do too. So we'd pay attention, and so Mama raised me right, and I knew what was right. That's the reason why many times on Sunday, I would make my way to an altar, and I would cry out to God, and I would say, oh, Lord, I need you, and I want to tell you the power of God would come upon me, and I would repent, and I would cry, and I would weep, but I never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, because I was not in a church that even taught you could get it, and so I'd always leave, and for a day or two, it would last. The power would linger, but it wouldn't take long. The old man would rise up again, and I had no power to combine. Well, I was bound with sin. I was captive by the things of the devil. But one day in my life, the Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, there came a day in my life when God filled me with his spirit and broke every chain of bondage upon me. And I'm here to tell you today, God will do the same, sir, for you, ma'am, for you. There is no sin his blood cannot cover. There is no deed his mercy will not remove. He will bring joy to your life, and you will have the joy of salvation today. Somebody shout today. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion again. Look at this. He said, we were like them that dreamed. Do you remember the first day you got the Holy Ghost? You were like in a dream. Everybody you hated, you now loved. I love bald people. I used to hate bald people, but I love bald people. Man, when you got that Holy Ghost, your whole life changed. I mean, you loved everybody. Nobody could do wrong. You thought every saint of God was perfect. You didn't know there was any sin in the house. Why? You walking around like you in a dream. It's so awesome. It's so good. It's so wonderful when God comes into your life. When the Holy Ghost makes its way into your spirit and fills you with his glory. The Bible says it's joy unspeakable and full of joy. And God is here to do that for you. Today, you can have the Holy Ghost. You can receive the Holy Ghost. Well, the gift is unto you, to your children, them that are afar off, and as many as the Lord our God shall call. He's still pouring it out. He's still pouring it out. It's still powerful. It's still alive. It's the Holy Ghost. Clap your hands to the Lord and give God praise. Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise him. Woo! Look at verse number 2. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. When's the last time you just laughed? And you laughed in such a way that every care of life just melted away, at least for that moment. The joy of the Holy Ghost. I ask us, I ask me, I ask every Holy Ghost filled saint of God in this building today, when's the last time you laughed in God? Or you were just so overwhelmed by his love, overwhelmed by his presence, that all your troubles melted away, and the only thing there was you and him, and something just came over you. Oh,
And you just begin to laugh in the Holy Ghost. And the joy of the Lord begins to flow out of you. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them who dwelled in a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us. Wherefore we are glad. I've come to tell the Pentecostals of the Palm Beaches that Jesus Christ has done great things for us. What do you say? We all stand to our feet and begin to worship the Lord for a moment. Come on. Has God done great things for you? Is there joy in your spirit? Is there laughter in your tongue? For the Lord has done great things. For the Lord has done great things. Well, hallelujah. All right, be seated. Just a few more minutes. Listen, his very presence brings joy. Now, I'm going to show you scripturally, in order to maintain that joy, you must have the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, remember, I am not talking about our joy. I'm talking about his joy. We can all have joy. If, Sister Stewart, if you went outside today and I handed you the keys to a brand new, I'm trying to think of a good car, anything. You know what? I'm going to pick a better one. Erica. I'm picking on Erica because she talked to me about a car just a couple days ago. If you walked outside today and pastor handed you the keys to any car, would you be excited? Yeah, she'd be happy. But if she drove down the road and all four tires went flat and the radiator overheated and the engine fell through the bottom, I got a feeling that that joy would fade away. Because our joy is fickled with circumstances, right? Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. Sometimes it's great, sometimes it's not. But the joy of the Lord never changes. The joy of the Lord abides forever. Woo! Now, his presence, just his presence can bring joy. I'm telling you right now, you're in the house of God, and even if you don't have the Holy Ghost, and I know you want it because you can feel it and there's something building up on the inside of you, but maybe you haven't quite received it yet. However, you're feeling something. And I'll even go a little further. If you were brave enough, God bless my good friend being baptized today, by the way, God's so good. I'll even go a little further that if you'll stand up like this brother right here and start giving God a little bit of praise, the presence of the Lord will start overwhelming you. And the joy of the Lord will saturate you. Because his presence brings joy. Okay, let me get where I'm going. Be seated. Look at Acts chapter 8, verse number 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and he preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did, for the unclean spirits crying out with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many were taken with palsies, that were lame were healed. So, wow, we're looking at incredible things going on here. We got healings, we got demons being cast out, we got all kinds of wonderful things that are happening. And verse number 8 says, and there was great joy in the city. But when you continue to read those scriptures, what you're going to find is that the Bible says, however, none of them had received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Only that they had been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But when Peter and John came, they laid hands upon them, and the Holy Ghost fell upon them, and they received
the gift of the Holy Ghost. So just the very presence of the Lord brings joy. And this is what confuses a lot of people sometimes, is you'll get in the presence of God and you'll feel the joy of the Lord, and you equate that to having been filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. But these people here had miracles, devils cast out, lame began to walk, all kinds of things, and the whole city was filled with the presence of God and the joy, but not one of them had the Holy Ghost. So just his presence showing up brings a joy that you can rejoice in. But I've come to show you in the Word of God that you can go beyond that. That when you walk out these doors, the joy can go with you. And Roman, just like old Naaman, you can dig in the dirt and put the dirt in the satchel and bring the donkey with you. The Holy Ghost will go with you. He will abide in you. And no matter where you at, and no matter what you're going through, and no matter what you're facing, you can get down on those knees, and that same power, that same presence will fill the room. But if the joy won't come from the outside, the joy will begin to build from the inside, and it'll begin to come up and flow out. I believe it was Amy. Is it Amy? Are you Amy? All the way in the back? Amy, yeah. It was Amy. We baptized her in my pool. It was a Wednesday night, and we don't set up the baptism on Wednesday. If you want to get baptized on Wednesday night, we bring you out to pastor's house, and we dunk you in the pool. And so we bring her out to the pool. She gets baptized, and I love her laugh. And so we're praying for her. She just starts laughing, but she does not receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But she's washed in the blood of Christ. God's with her. He's around her. He's leading her. He's guiding her. He walks with her. They go home. He follows her into the bedroom. I don't know the time or hour. I just know it was just a little while afterwards. He follows her. She gets down. I guess it was in the bedroom. Was it bedroom? Was it, where? Where was it, Amy? You got the Holy Ghost. Bedroom. Okay. All right. Prophet didn't know it. Okay. So she gets in the bedroom, and she begins to pray, and all of a sudden the power of God comes upon her again, and this time it gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and the next thing she knows, she's talking in a language that she never learned. Hey, the Holy Ghost is real. People say, well, y'all talk that jabber in their ear. No, no, no. We don't even allow that here. No one talks tongues in other people's ears around here. We pray in the name of Jesus. We speak things. And if you're going to talk in tongues, we have you turn your head. When they get the Holy Ghost, they get it on their own. They get it because God comes into their life. Woo! In her bedroom by herself. God, now, 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 now. Everywhere she goes, no matter what's going on, the joy, the joy, the joy, the joy, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Look at Romans chapter 14, verse number 17. I'm going to show you that what you need to get this joy. How do I get this joy, Pastor? I feel it now, but I want it to go with me. I want it to go everywhere as I go. I want to be able to have this, and I need this to get me through the things that I'm going through. Yes, you do. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's where we receive our strength. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. And so, Pastor, I want to be able to bring this with me. It's simple. All you have to do is receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The joy is sort of like tongues. You get the Holy Ghost, you don't seek tongues. You get the Holy Ghost, you speak in tongues. It just comes with it. Like buying a pair of shoes. You don't say, I'd like to have a pair of shoes, and could I have the tongues with them? They'll say, well, no, the tongue, it's kind of sewed in, you know. When you get it, it's just attached. So you don't seek after the fruit or you seek him. And when you get him, everything that's with him comes. And so not only will you speak in other tongues when you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, but the joy comes with it. That's why you walk around like you're in a dream for a little while, and your husband thinks you're crazy, or your wife, or your kids, or your coworkers, or what's going on, what's changed about you, what's so different about you. I don't know, I'm just kind of in a dream, but oh my, my, you look so nice today. You just love everybody. Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 14, verse number 17. Look at this. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Although most people preach that. They'll get in the pulpit and they'll say, serve God, and God will rain out of heaven upon you all kinds of money, and you'll live in a big home, and you'll drive a Cadillac. They're preaching drinking meat. They're trying to make it look like the kingdom of God is about physical blessings. It's not. If God chooses to bless you in that fashion, it's because he has a purpose. He's going to use you in that fashion. Now, on the other side, if God chooses to put you in the projects, which is what I was raised in all of my life, and you're just living in the projects, don't get mad at the one over here God's blessing. God holds you just as responsible to save the one in the project as he does that one over there to save the one in Beverly Hills. And God views both of you the same. The problem is our priorities are all messed up. We let the religious world screw our brains up. Listen, this is about getting God into our hearts and letting God do with us what he chooses to do. That's why Paul the Apostle said, he said, when I had nothing, I was contented. And when I was blessed, I was contented. I didn't let either one of them go to my head. I didn't let the poor thing get me mad, and I didn't let the wealthy thing think more of myself than what I should. Okay, nothing to do with what I'm preaching. Romans 14 and 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Look at this. But righteousness. The first thing, my Lord, I could spend an hour on this one verse. The first thing God wants to do with you when you get in the kingdom is make you righteous. Now, our righteousness is filthy rags in the sight of the Lord. So we're not talking about our righteousness. We're talking about his righteousness. And the Bible says that his righteousness is imputed into our lives, right? He makes us righteous. So when the Holy Ghost, you're going to see that in just a second, when the Holy Ghost comes into our life, which is the Spirit of Christ, he immediately, through his righteousness, makes us righteous. Now that we have received his righteousness, the things we used to love, we now hate. And the things we used to hate, we now love. And we stop doing the things we used to do, and we start doing the things we should have always been doing, because the first thing the kingdom of God talks about is righteousness. He said, for the kingdom of God is righteousness, and then you want peace, live righteous. Righteousness and peace. You want peace? Live righteous. When you begin to live as righteous as you can, it will destroy the yoke of self-condemnation. It will destroy the yoke of the voice of the devil. Listen, when you're walking in righteousness, you understand that you are not perfect and pure. And when you make mistakes and the devil brings condemnation, you go, wait a minute, devil. I never said I was perfect. I'm just trying to walk right. Righteousness will destroy the yoke of condemnation, and when the yoke of condemnation is destroyed, peace will come into your life. So what is the kingdom of God? I don't have time to stay on all of that. It's righteousness, it's peace, and it's what? And it's joy. How? In the Holy Ghost. How do you get righteousness? How do you get peace? How do you get joy? How do you get into the kingdom of God? In the Holy Ghost. That's how you get in the kingdom. That's how you get righteousness. That's how you get peace. That's how you get joy. In the Holy Ghost. All right, let's go a little bit further. Nine of y'all believe that. All right, Romans 15 and 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope. How? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. How do you get the joy? How do you get the peace? How do you become a believer? How do you receive hope? Through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Look at Luke chapter 11, verse number 10. You say, but how do I get it? For everyone that asketh receiveth. He that seeketh findeth. To him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask a bread of any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that you have not because you ask not. How do I get the Holy Ghost? Ask. That's all you got to do. It's come, make yourself humbly before the Lord and say, Father, I want your Spirit. You say, what about repentance? Let me tell you, when you begin to ask for the Holy Ghost and the power of God comes upon you, you can't help but to go into repentance. When the presence of the Lord begins to move upon you, tears start flowing. Oh, God, I want your Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for your Spirit, Lord. And the power of God comes upon you. Let's not stop there. You ready? Psalms 30 and 10. Hear, O Israel, O Lord. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Verse 11, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing, has put off sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Verse number 12, to the end that my glory may sing praises to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Psalms 89 and 16, in your name shall they have joy, or shall they rejoice all the day. In your righteousness shall they be exalted. The word of God is filled with it. When you get the Holy Ghost, you get joy. When you get the Holy Ghost, you get righteousness. When you get the Holy Ghost, you get peace. When you get the Holy Ghost, you get into the kingdom. So the thing is this, let's stand. Music comes. Psalm 16 and 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. Thy presence is the fullness. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. And at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, if you will come and just get in his presence and just say, God, I need you. Every eye closed right now, if you'll do that. Listen, this isn't about religion. This isn't about joining this church. You receive the Spirit of God. We don't stamp you and say, ha, member. No. This is about God's kingdom. This is about getting in the kingdom of God. And if you somehow, sir, ma'am, if you can put things aside for a moment, if you can lay your pain down for just a moment, if you can lay your past mistakes down, you can just tell the devil for a moment, just shut up. Just, why don't you say that? Just say, in Jesus' name, devil, shut up. Just tell him, shut up. I'm in God's house. And if you can just put it aside for a moment and just step out from where you are, there's nothing magical about it, I promise you. Nothing magical about it. You don't have to say the right words or do the right thing. You just have to present yourself. And when you make your way to this altar and you open your heart and you begin to talk to the Lord and begin to confess your sins and repent unto him, Father, forgive me, for I'm a sinner. Listen, nobody comes to God except that path. They walk. We all walk the same path. No matter what our background is, God's no respecter of persons. It doesn't matter whether you were wealthy or poor. It doesn't matter whether you never took a drink in your life or you're an alcoholic. It doesn't matter if you've never smoked in your life or you're addicted to nicotine. It doesn't matter if you've never done drugs or you're a drug addict. It doesn't matter if you've been married to the same woman all your life or you're on your fifth marriage and you're not sure this one's going to make it. Listen, friend,
God is not a respecter of persons. When you step out from where you are and you make your way down to this altar and you open your heart and you open your mind to Him and you get into His presence. You say, how do I get into His presence? Just whisper His name. Jesus. In fact, I wish this whole congregation would do that. Just whisper His name. Jesus. 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 Hey, you can't say that name without feeling His power. Do you need the Holy Ghost? I invite you to this altar. The Lord has spoken to you today. Ma'am, young lady, young man. I know living for God seems to be so uncool. What would your friends say about you? Well, they'll probably scratch their head and wonder what happened. But I'm here to tell you right now, they'll want what you got. Because they'll see the joy. They'll see the peace. They'll see how the bondage of sin has been broken off of your life. Young man, young lady, God has a calling for you. God has a calling for you. He's got something He wants to do in your life. He created you for a purpose. Don't use your talents up on this world. Come on, Dad. Dad, you need God. Yeah, listen, I couldn't raise my kids without God. Oh, we gotta have God. I need that joy. Come on, sir, ma'am. Step out from where you are, young single man, young single lady. Step out. Come, come. Don't let nothing hold you back. Come on. Come on. Today's the day I make up my mind. This day, this day, this day, this day. That day is today. That day the Lord turned the captivity of the children of Israel again. That day is today. He wants to turn the captivity of your life. He wants to turn you around, bring you into His presence, fill you with His Spirit, do incredible things in your life, change you forever, and begin to bless you in such a way. Oh, He will bless you in a way that you could have never dreamed. He will bless you in a way that you could have never dreamed. I ask you, come. The Holy Ghost says, come. The Spirit says, come. The church says, come. Everything beckons to you, sir, ma'am. Everything beckons to you. Make your way. People are going to pray with you. Oh, saints of God, that's it. Find someone to pray with. That's it. Let's pray. Let's pray with these. Pray for one another. Pray with those that have come. God wants to do something great in their life. He's come to bless them here today. That's it. Let's pray. Pray.
Come on.
on, reach for him. Come on. Come on, reach for him. Don't hold nothing back. Don't hold nothing back. Reach for him. Give him everything you've got. Call out to him with all your soul. Call out to him with all your might. Oh, you gotta ask. You gotta ask, you gotta knock. You gotta knock, you gotta knock, you gotta knock. Come on, knock on that door. Knock on that door. Knock.
Heaven is trembling in awe of your wonder.
Come on, that's it. Call on
the kings and their kingdoms are standing.
Call on and call on and call on.
The kings and their kingdoms are standing amazed. Here in the presence.
Hallelujah, sing, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I feel the power.
Oh,
I feel the power of the Lord. I feel the power of the Lord.
Heaven and earth become one. Hearing your presence, Lord.
Hearing your presence.
All things are new. Yeah, yeah.
Sing, hear your presence.
Everything bows before you.
You gotta
sing
do it.
Again.
Be hungry.
Sing here in your presence.
Be hungry.
We are undone, oh Jesus. Here in your presence.
Be hungry. Reach. Reach.
You're wonderful, you're beautiful,
hallelujah,
glorious, you're matchless in every way, wonderful, you're beautiful, you're glorious, matchless in every way, wonderful,
beautiful,
you're glorious,
glorious,
matchless in every way, Jesus. You're wonderful, you are beautiful, you're glorious, matchless in every way, you're wonderful, beautiful, you're glorious, matchless in every way, Jesus, wonderful, you're beautiful, glorious,
matchless in wonderful.